This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thank you for tuning in as we head into Father's Day weekend. Hey, shout out to all the dads and father figures. We appreciate it too, all of us sometimes. Hey, man, we lost a few musicians over the past week. Sly Stone, Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, Atlantic Stars, Wayne Lewis, even former MTV VJ, Ananda Lewis. Those were a few news headlines this week too, mixed in with politics, protests, plane crashes now. But here on Real Pod, though, it's all about those other stories, you know, the funny, weird, crazy things going on. I mean, we have more than enough in-depth reporting and debates on all these serious issues, but this is a lane for the rest of the stories, as former ABC Radio's Paul Harvey used to say. So let's lighten up and get to them.
My favorite stories of the day.
A 23-year-old man was arrested last Thursday and accused of calling in a bomb threat to Detroit Metro Airport that morning because federal agents say he was running late for his flight to L.A. and, yeah, wanted to delay it until he got there. Now, that sounds so much like part of a rom-com romantic comedy movie plotline. Also sounds pretty selfish if the FBI's word on what the guy told them is true. And if it is, well, it worked. They said the Spirit Airlines flight he wanted to catch to L.A. was delayed by 6 hours after the bomb threat. Well, it did work, but not for him personally, because the feds made sure he did not make that flight. Now, NBC4 Los Angeles is reporting they used phone records to connect the 23-year-old, who showed up for another flight later on that last Thursday evening. But that's when he found out how those rom-com plot twists end in real life. Yeah, then again, if guilty, maybe he just wanted to be known as the dude who did this. It is a story to tell, and is a plot line we obviously like. And speaking of stories sounding like some Hollywood writer's idea, a man in Price, Utah was arrested last Friday because cops say he was being a jealous husband and thought his wife was cheating on him, which is why police say the 52-year-old went to a home last Thursday night, broke in, and woke up a guy who was in their sleep, and then pulled a gun on the man and asked if he had been sleeping with his wife. Well, KUTV CBS2 is reporting this guy was knocked out in his own bed and woke up to a gun pointed at him with some stranger accusing him of sleeping with his wife. Still, police say his variation of, no, it wasn't me, must have satisfied the jealous hubby because he left. Until they say he came back the next morning and found that the guy he woke up the night before was gone, but now three others were in that home sleep until he woke them up to see who was sleeping with his wife. And cops say he held a gun on them for 2 hours. At one point, taking a call from someone who the three roommates later said they overheard telling the guy, let them live, leave them alone, and go get some sleep. At a point, police say the guy told the roommates to all get on their bicycles and ride to the restaurant the roomies all work at there in Price, Utah. And they did. And he drove off. Let them go. That was it. Well, it wasn't it, because they called 911. Cops tracked him down with the help from a helicopter. And while searching the car, they say they found two handguns and 16 grams of cocaine, which would explain a lot, if true. Like how when cops say they were booking him into jail, they asked if he had anything on him, like drugs or weapons, and he said no. Only for officers to say they then found a vial of white powder on him. And that is when officers say he told them, quote, oh, that's my cocaine, just throw that out. They did not. It's now in evidence, and this 52-year-old is now behind bars on 16 charges. Not all for the 16 grams. No, guns and kidnapping also part of this plot.
There's a party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Okay, now to Western Kentucky, where if there was ever a story that should be told, it should be of the 40-year-old man who WKRC Local 12 TV is reporting was arrested last Friday night because police in Murray say folks at a bar had just called to say a dude fitting his description had been kicked out of the bar and came back with a wild raccoon and let it go, run around people who were in that bar drinking. And sure enough, local cops say the wild raccoon bit a bar worker who grabbed it by the tail to try and catch it. Now, the worker got a rabies shot and someone else eventually got the raccoon out of the bar. Now, the bartender told the New York Post the man who did this lives alone on a farm where he trapped the raccoon and had been carrying it around town with him earlier that day and tried to come in earlier but was already drunk and was already banned from coming in because of what happened 7 months ago involving a mule. Yeah, we started with a raccoon, but now onto a mule here, because Fox 56 News is reporting the same dude rode a mule to the bar from his farm 15 miles away with a bullwhip, already drunk, and started snapping the bullwhip at others in the bar that day. So that's why he was banned back in December. And cops arrested him for that, booked him, let him go, only to get a call the next day then about a drunk dude again riding a malnourished mule through town, tipping his hat at people as he galloped by. Police arrested him for that too. So now, 7 months later, when any of us may wonder who in the world would let a raccoon go inside of a bar, oh, cops and everyone else in that Western Kentucky town know who they would point to. Back in a moment, but before we break, check out my man DJ Greg H's Jams podcast. Here's the promo.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can download the Jams podcast mix for free. Just Google search Jams podcast mix.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
Drobot can drive any vehicle, no matter how cheap or pricey, large or small.
Buckle up. I'm a Drobot, not a lifesaver, and dead ass do not touch me or the radio.
Drobots will safely deliver everyone on board, and upgraded models can keep riders company with its cutting-edge AI-generated voice, which can hold conversations and even join a sing-along.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
And best of all...
And now, for the world around us.
And in a world around us that seems to be all accessible through our phones, which are said to be smart nowadays, finding love is now part of our online reality. And smartphone dating apps can find some smart matches if everything matches. But a big part of that is the very first visual profile pictures. And in Tokyo, Japan, the Mainichi newspaper is reporting an event was held the Saturday before last to teach middle-aged men how to take better selfies in other pictures. Because, come on, let's face it, it's pretty common to see women posing with a smile and then posing with an all-business look, chin up, chin down, phone held high, phone held low, angled left and right. Meanwhile, men, especially us of a certain age, will mostly just aim and shoot. Half the head out of frame, other half backlit, can't see it anyway. So maybe more of these events can pop up around the world. And the eight guys in their 40s and 50s who went to this one in Tokyo 2 weeks ago, maybe they can inspire more of us single men to care enough to take better pictures of ourselves. You got me speaking another language. A lot of redevelopment and rebuilding starting up now around Syria, with its civil war hopefully winding down after Bashar al-Assad's fall last December. So a lot of contractors are doing a lot of digging. And at one property in Idlib province, on a route between the cities of Aleppo and Damascus, a contractor dug up what was left of an underground Byzantine-era complex of tombs. So after finding this pit that led down to two burial chambers all next to a damaged building the contractor's redoing, hey, they had to stop. Call in a team of archaeologists, and they found two burial chambers with six tombs, a cross etched on a stone column with pottery and glassware inside. Yeah, they think it all dates back to about 1,500 years ago to the Byzantine Empire. Not a real shocker, given Sky News counted about 800 active archaeological sites in the Idlib province alone, along with an ancient city that was uncovered. Yeah, the Byzantine Empire started in the 4th century when the Roman Empire carried on with Christianity as the official religion, along with its capital being Constantinople, which nowadays we know as Istanbul, Turkey. Time for another break. Back.
For a power walk.
A power walk? Some rocks in my pocket? And two rubber bands and two sticks?
The workout kit. Portable and light. Hundreds of workouts. The possibilities are endless. Only $49.99 if you order today. 212-555-5555.
This is really what's nice as kit.
The workout kit. 212-555-5555.
Baby, do you really love me?
Call now. $99 shipping and handling added to cost.
Boy, bye.
We'll be right back.
What's up with what's going down, though?
Comedian and actor Chris Rock added musician to his list of titles 26 years ago.
No matter what a stripper says, there's no sex in the champagne room. None.
That's when he came out in 1999 with his song No Sex. Got a lot of airplay, mostly on hip-hop and R&B radio stations. And it was 1999, so that was when folks started downloading it, too, from Napster. And again, that was 26 years ago. So forgive the 21-year-old guy in Clearwater, Florida, who called 911 in the early morning hours of this past Sunday because dispatcher said he wanted to report the Oz Gentlemen's Club he was in did not allow him to have sex in the champagne room. That was a 911 call to Pinellas County Sheriff's 911 Center. And a sheriff's deputy actually went to the strip club after this complaint was called in. And WFLA News Channel 8 is reporting the 21-year-old was slurring words and smelled as drunk as he sounded while telling the deputy he had gotten a private room and paid a staff worker $300 for sex. That's what he thought he was paying for. And he said they refused. So that's why he called 911. It's also the reason why he was charged with misusing 911, which is a misdemeanor as much as it is a reminder.
No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room.
Yeah, don't want any dads getting in trouble in any champagne rooms this Father's Day weekend.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthday.
Sibinac. Spelled forwards or backwards, Sibinac's fast-acting tetrahydrocannabinol is an all-natural active ingredient that will dull all held-in frustrations over his shortcomings and allow for peaceful nights.
I'll bet your ex is still up. Why don't you call him?
Even if your loved one is being extra, ask your doctor about Sibinac. Side effects include munchies, forgetfulness, dry mouth, and sudden urges to search the house for long-lost items.
I'm an officer.
I will fight that little man as long as I can, babe. You got that kind of loving that she never had.
Yep, let's see it.
Time for birthdays.
Weekend celebrity birthdays, starting with Friday the 13th. Where's Jason? Fashion designers, former child actors, and twins, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen are now 39. And so is actor Kat Dennings, 39. B2K singer Raz B is now 40. Former Captain America actor Chris Evans, 44. And Steve-O in the Jackass movies and show, he's 51.
'Cause I'm the next big thing.
Weezer, singer and guitarist Rivers Cuomo, 55. Actor and singer Jamie Walters on 90210 and The Heights, he's 56. Five-star singer Denise Pearson's 57. Brat Packer actor Ally Sheedy and TV sports anchor and reporter Hannah Storm, they're both 63. Comedian and actor Tim Allen, the Tool Man, is 72. And actor Malcolm McDowell, 82. Then on Saturday, Aria in the show Pretty Little Liars, actor Lucy Hale will be 36.
I don't think you applying yourself, Smokey.
Huh? Big Worm in Friday. Actor Faison Love will be 57. And so will Baywatch actor Yasmin Bleeth, 57. The Culture Club singer Boy George will turn 64. Actor Will Patton will be 71.
It's the time of the season.
Zombies and Argent. Singer Rod Argent will be 80. And Florence and the Jeffersons and Mom in 227 actor Marla Gibbs will be 94. And on Sunday, the 15th, actor Sterling Gerrans in the Conjuring movies will be 21. Doogie Howser, actor Neil Patrick Harris, will be 52. Actor Leah Remini will be 55.
Used to be hard, now you just went soft. First you was down with the AK.
Craig in the Friday movies, Doughboy and Boys in the Hood actor, rapper who broke up NWA with this song, and Big Three Basketball League co-founder Ice Cube. O'Shea Jackson Sr. will be 56. Monica in Friends, actor Courtney Cox, 61. Actor Helen Hunt, 62. Actor Julie Haggerty, 70. Actor Jim Belushi, 71. Kansas is a band. Singer Steve Walsh should be 74. Air Supply's main lead singer, Russell Hitchcock, 76.
Our day will come.
And Ruby and the Romantic singer, Ruby Nash Garnett, will be 91. Then on Monday, actor Ali Stroker, first Broadway actor in a wheelchair, and won a Tony, Ali Stroker, 38. Harold in the Harold and Kumar movies, actor John Cho, 53.
With the power of a titan, setting a mark of destruction, get it?
And it was hard finding a Ren clip with no cursing. NWA rapper MC Ren will turn 56 Monday. Calvin Klein model and actor Jenny Shimizu will be 58. Actor and comedian Laurie Metcalf in Roseanne and Norm, she'll be 70. Used to be the Jam. Singer Gino Vannelli will be 73.
Break up to make up.
One of the stylistics, singer James Smith, 75. Actor Joan Van Ark in Knots Landing, she'll be 82. OJ's singer Eddie LaVert also had jams with his late son Gerald. Eddie will be 83. And actor Eileen Atkins in The Crown and Doc Martin, she'll be 91. And that's a wrap for another Real Pod newscast. Thanks, as always, for listening. And a little help spreading word about the show would really be appreciated. Consider it a Father's Day gift to me. Have a great weekend. Back on Tuesday.
This has been the Real Pod newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Showed up.